Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, and welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want to continue our series in the Ten Commandments. They're found in two places. They're found in Exodus 20, and they are repeated in Deuteronomy chapter 5. But we're tending to take our text from what's written in Exodus 20. Now, in previous programs, we've reflected upon the first two commandments, that there should be no other gods but God, and that we should not try to make an image or an idol or anything that attempts to represent him. We must worship the God who's revealed to us through the Bible and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this third commandment is an encouragement to use God's name properly. One of the things about the commandments is that it is very possible to look at them in two ways. In other words, you can look at it in terms of don't do this and don't do that, a kind of a negative response, but you can also look at it as a very positive thing. And that's what I want to do with this third commandment in verse 7. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. It's an appeal, a strong appeal, to not misuse or make light, trivialize the name of God. It's to respect it and honour it. But when we look at the Bible as a whole, we know that we can use the name of God, we can use the name of Jesus, who's God, in a very positive way. And so you don't want to abuse the name, because you can also use, in the name of Jesus, demons come out. In the name of Jesus, sick bodies are healed. In the name of Jesus, life and light comes. So don't just see these commandments as don't do this. More see how by safeguarding, by caring for, by nurturing and honouring the name of God, you are also putting yourself into a place where you can declare that name with great power and great authority. Now, of course, there is another area which is of concern, especially to Christians, of hearing people using God's name as a swear word. When they're exasperated, frustrated, angry, sometimes the name of God will come out in their outflow of anger and bitterness. And of course, that's so wrong, and it's so hurtful, because someone who you love and care about, who has made himself real to you, you don't like to hear his name just trampled in the dust and just used almost as rubbish. But yes, this is part of why the commandment is there, but it's just so important to honour the name of God. Remember, in the Bible, names were considered to be particularly significant. It wasn't a convenience thing so that the birth could be registered. No, a name had a sense of forming the character of the person who is just born. It's sometimes almost a description of what that person will be. Names are important, and it's very important that the name of the Lord is held in high regard, and that we learn to use that name not to blaspheme and destroy, but to bless. Let's hear some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll reflect a little more on this third commandment in Exodus chapter 20.
And I will seek your face. my soul thirsts after you. In a land dry and weary, you bring streams of living water. Oh, how my soul thirsts after you. My lips will glorify your name, and I will praise you all my I will glorify, I will glorify your
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and in this series we're looking at the first four commandments in the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. We've got up to the third commandment, which is, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." I think also, Richard, taking the Lord's name in vain is another way which it's put, isn't it, sometimes?
Yes, it is, yeah.
The name of God. In the Old Testament, as I understand it, the name of God was greatly revered, such that they would they would not even say it sometimes.
Well, yes, that's right. That's right. When they started to give a name, as it were, Yahweh, Jehovah, and these were to be spoken with the utmost reverence, because they were sharing something about this incredible God that we believe in.
You touched on the idea of the name of God or Jesus often being used as a swear word. That's something that, you know, we're certainly familiar with in our society today. Why do you think that causes offence to Christians?
I think it's because it trivialises, it rubbishes, it devalues something that to a Christian is precious. And therefore, to use his name when someone has no relationship with that name, no faith in that name, no love for that name, it is purely and simply an overflow of temper, anger. That's why it's hurtful.
I suppose there are other ways too of misusing the name of God. I'm thinking of people who may take an oath on the Bible in court and then go ahead and tell lies.
Well, yes. I mean, the whole point of something like that in British society was that this was a way of determining that someone would tell the truth.
Yeah.
And therefore, to go through that method, as it were, and then totally fabricate and lie, it is a great dishonour of the name.
Isn't it also possible that we misuse the name of God when we attribute to God something that has nothing to do with him? Maybe some natural disaster or some disaster that befalls us, and we say, you know, why did God allow this?
Yes, I mean, that is, again, a very relevant and often misuse of the name. It shows a lack of understanding. And again, in the emotion and pain of a disaster, especially those directly involved, we understand that, but it's inappropriate and it doesn't actually help.
Is it also possible to attribute something to God that might be a good thing? You know, you might feel God had told you something, and people say, you know, God told me to do this, God told me to do that. Do we always necessarily know that it was God?
I think that there are without doubt situations where people are even kind of invoking the name of God as a kind of a backup to what they're saying. You've got to hear what I'm saying because God told me. And clearly that's not a wise thing to do unless God did tell you. And if he did tell you, you wouldn't need to use it as a backup anyway. Yeah. It would be evident.
It's an interesting area, isn't it? Because, you know, here this was written, you know, so many thousand years ago in the Bible, and yet we can see applications and relevant things to our day today.
Very much so. Yes.
Okay. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue and we look at the fourth commandment in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.